hot dog.
A hot dog.
Is a sandwich.
Is a sandwich.
But it's just... Why are you looking at me like that? Because
I want to hear your explanation on why it's
not. Well, I guess I... Okay, I haven't put a lot of thought into it. So...
I have. This is what I do at work. I think if a hot dog is a sandwich. Or if cereal is soup.
Is cereal soup?
I think so. Because you can have cold soup. It's gazpacho.
Here's my thing.
Okay.
If cereal sits in milk too long...
Does it become a puree?
It just disintegrates.
Yeah.
But, like, if I sit out a bowl of, like, I don't know, chicken noodle, the noodles don't disintegrate in it. Like, everything stays together.
I don't know.
Are you saying, like, it's a cream, like a cream soup?
Yeah, like a bisque. It's a cold
bisque.
You put crackers in soup and it
disintegrates. Crackers are an addition, though. Milk isn't soup. And then you put the cereal in like crackers. That makes no fucking sense.
That's true.
I'll agree that a hot dog is a sandwich.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just a weird sandwich.
It's just a weird sandwich.
Like a sub.
A sub,
that's not regular bread. It's...
A sub is a sandwich.
Yeah. Is a wrap a sandwich?
So is a hot dog.
Or do you need bread?
See, on menus, it's wraps and sandwiches.
Okay.
It's not in the sandwich section.
So the bread. So then, is a corn dog a sandwich?
Fuck.
It's I in corn so. Bread.
Oh, my God.
And then what about, like, Toad in the Hole? Is that a sandwich? It's meat and bread.
Oh, my God. Toad in the Hole is delicious.
Is a crepe a sandwich? Or is it, I guess it's a wrap.
A crepe is a wrap. Everything can be broken down into four food groups now. It's just
sandwiches, wraps, soup.
Soup and cereal.
Well, then is just plain cereal? Like, what is that? That could be, is that your salad?
That's your salad. I don't know. But there's always that, like, age-old question, and if a hot dog was a sandwich, or if...
That's not an age-old question. That's a question that you just thought of today.
That's been a debate. No, it's not.
That's a debate. Oh, it's on...
I'm Googling this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? When was this article written? Why can't we settle the is a hot dog a sandwich debate? This was posted...
Okay, wait. Is a s'more a sandwich?
Yeah. I would say a s'more is a small sandwich. Why?
I don't know. I guess I don't think about stupid shit like this.
I think about stupid shit all the time.
This is... Well, I don't think about stupid shit like this.
Oh.
But me and Mike were just saying, is soup a meal?
Soup... is a lunch.
Soup's a lunch.
I'll agree with that.
Yes. Soup is lunch. It can also be dinner, but there has to be other shit with it. You can't just open a can of soup and be like, this is dinner.
Soup and a sandwich.
Like, it'd be like, oh, come over for dinner. I made tomato soup. Like, no, you need a fucking grilled cheese.
That's the sandwich. You need a grilled cheese with tomato soup.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would never in 10,000 years just eat tomato soup on its own.
Fuck no.
That's
no.
Dumb. And then if you're eating a grilled cheese and you're dipping it in tomato soup, then it's pizza.
Bread, cheese, and tomatoes. Oh my God. What the fuck are we doing tonight?
I don't know. I'm tired. We're talking about dumb shit like we always do.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to 2019 in Daybreakers.
2019, which I think is funny.
It is funny.
Because it came out, 2009?
Yeah. Came out in 2009. It's an hour and 38 minutes. You can find it on Apple TV for $5.99 to rent. And...
I think I rented it for like $2.99.
On Prime.
Yeah, mm-hmm. On Prime.
I thought for sure that I owned this movie.
I thought for sure I owned it, too.
Couldn't find it.
Maybe I loaned it to you and you kept it so long that you thought it was yours and I thought I gave it and away and then you gave it away.
That's what I'm thinking. I think Mom actually has it.
Oh, that could
be. That might be a thing. Okay. This stars Ethan Hawke as Edward. All of the things.
Yes. Very, very famous actor.
He's been in all of the things. Sam Neill plays Charles. I also put all of the things. Jurassic Park.
Once again, very famous actor. Mm-hmm.
And he plays a really good bad guy. I think we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Claudia Carvan as Aubrey. She was an Aquamarine in Star Wars Attack of the Clones.
She's an Aquamarine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
Yep. Willem Dafoe as Elvis. All of the things. I've started, like, when we have, like, super famous people, I've just been like, I don't want to list Spider-Man. All the things. Streets of Fire. Yeah.
I feel like sometimes you always list the movies that you know, not like the big ones.
Yeah.
I'm like Spider-Man, you're like Streets of Fire. Like no one knows what Streets of Fire is.
Make that statement every once in a while where I'm just like, I'm listing the movies that I know.
Yes.
That they were in.
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints. It was a firefight.
He's amazing in that.
Yeah. Isabel Lucas is Allison. She was in Immortals and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. I really like Immortals.
I don't think I've seen it.
It has Henry Cavill in it, and it's about the Titans and the gods. The guy that plays Emmett, Kellan Lutz, is in it also. Very good.
I just saw Love and Thunder.
Okay. Yeah. I have one more person.
Oh, sorry.
Michael Dorman as Frankie. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Second or third one.
He was also in something else.
He was.
Like he looks so familiar to me.
He has a very familiar face. And I want to say he was a bad guy in a movie.
What's the actor's name?
Michael Dorman.
Not
Michael Dorfman.
Yes.
Different guy.
Different. Is it still Michael the same way?
Yeah.
Dorman.
What did you think of Love and Thunder? We won't give away any spoilers, even though it's been out for like
a while. I absolutely loved it.
I loved it too.
What sucks though is that I started watching it with Emma and Pat, and then we had all this other shit going on. We were talking, so we'd pause it, do whatever.
How did we get on Thor: Love and Thunder?
Something about action movies.
Oh.
Like, that just popped in my
head.
Probably
Immortals.
Immortals.
I was talking about Immortals, yeah.
Yes. That popped in my head, so I'm like, okay, yeah. I liked the kids having the Thor power, which I don't think really gives anything away, but...
No. That, and it's been out for 3 months. I give people with, like, Marvel movies and stuff a month to see it. If they haven't seen it after a month... Too bad, so sad. Spoilers.
Well, it's like that with anything.
Yeah.
Like, I watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I didn't read a lot of spoilers or anything beforehand because it had been out for years when I started watching it. But then the last couple seasons that I watched in real time, and like Walking Dead, which I've always watched in real time, if I don't watch it, I just avoid Facebook.
God.
Until I can watch it, because so many people are talking about it. Like, I don't know.
Like Dumpster Glenn. That was a big thing, too.
Yes, that was a big thing.
Is he dead? No, he can't be dead.
But he's under the dumpster.
Makes no
surrounded
sense.
By. Yeah. I'm scrolling through this guy. I can't find
the movie
that I'm thinking of.
But he looks so familiar.
He does just have... Maybe it is just... whatever. Pirates.
Yeah. I'm thinking so.
Anyway. This won a couple awards. It won an award for visual effects. One for sound mixing, which I guess I never really pay attention to. Unless something's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
The sound. It won a Chainsaw Award for Best Makeup and Creature Effects.
Oh, it is real good.
Which, it was filmed in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Lionsgate film. They do lots of horror. I remember Lionsgate being like shitty when I was young.
Yes. Anytime I see the Lionsgate emblem with like the gears. Is it the gears?
I think it's gears, yeah.
I'm like, ooh, this is going
to
be good.
And you're like, but it didn't used to be like that. They used to be like cheesy. And mm-hmm. now they're like, you know, well, I shouldn't say now. Over the past, like,
yeah,
however many years they've been moving on up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sort of like an apocalyptic vampire tale.
There's a bat plague that yes. turns 95% of the population into vampires.
Well,
in 2009.
It doesn't turn 95% of people into vampires. It turns some people into vampires.
And then the vampire plague spread.
And then it spreads.
Yes.
So
this is opening scene.
Mm. Yes.
It's good.
So 2009 is the beginning of the plague.
Mm-hmm.
By 2019, 95% yes. of the population is vampire.
Yes.
So humans that are left live in hiding as much as they can. And yeah. then there's also one major corporation. I'm sure there's several corporations.
Bromley.
Yeah. yeah. They take people and essentially it's harvest. Like, it's like Matrix style.
Yeah.
Like they're just used for their blood. So they're, it's very gross.
It's gross. That part's gross.
Yeah. So there's just like rows and rows and rows of people hooked up to have machines. Their machines yeah. that are, I'm sure, feeding them and then drawing their blood.
Yes.
But that's the future.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think it's this movie? I thought about it and I was like, 2019, that was like 3 years ago. It's so fucking futuristic. Like, that's not 2019.
That's
wild.
No. And for them to predict that, like, in 2009, that 2019, like, why didn't they do, like, 2058?
Yes.
Like,
because technology vastly improved in those 10 years.
However, though, if they do, really the only technology, so they harvest humans. I'm mm-hmm. sure there's already that technology out there. Oh,
100%. I mean, we harvest cow's milk very yeah. similarly.
Well, and it's just like keeping someone on life support and slowly draining their yeah. blood at the same time. Yeah. Like, I'm sure that's a thing that can happen. And then the cars with like the blackout windows.
Yes.
So the vampires, because the vampires don't sleep at night. I think they're just up all the time, right? No sleeping?
No sleeping.
Yeah.
Which might be why there's a technology boom, because if you think about all of the vampires just not sleeping.
Yeah.
And working on shit.
Imagine how much you could get done. I'm not even saying not sleeping. Like, I'm saying, like, imagine how much you could get done if you were just well rested all the time.
I don't know what that feels like.
I don't either.
It's a mystery.
Between insomnia and like my, everything waking my everyday me up in the anxiety, middle of the night.
Being a woman in this time, my it's just anxiety. Wild.
Yeah. So like, if I have a day where I'm well rested, where I get like 7 hours of sleep, straight, like solid. Nothing and
seven
wakes me up.
Like that's 7 hours is not like.
No. Because sometimes I get like 8 or 9 hours, but it's because I'm up for 2 hours of it in the middle yeah. of the night for no reason mm-hmm. or whatever. So like, if I could just, and when I get a solid amount of sleep, Greg can tell the difference. He's like, you must have slept well last night. I'm like, yeah, I feel like a normal human being. I cannot stop burping and your cat is cracking me up in there. Just like chirping, running around like yeah. a little maniac. Okay.
I would have a million degrees.
You just learn?
I would fucking be a Twilight vampire.
You just read and go to school?
I wouldn't go to fucking high school, though, I'll tell you that much.
No.
I don't know why we're getting way off far track. Tracked.
That's okay, though.
Way far off track. Why the fuck do you have students that look like Rosalie and Emmett and stuff in high school? Go to college. Go to the University of Washington.
Yeah.
Why are you, out of all of the things you could be doing, why the fuck are you in high school?
And they'd have...
High school's the worst.
And they would have way more freedom with their classes. Yeah. They wouldn't be in this tiny school where everybody knows everyone for 4 years looking like they're 25.
Oh, it's the Cullens. They're together. Like, no one would give a fuck if you were in college. I mean...
No.
You could pretend like you were married in college.
Yeah.
You could be married in college.
You could say, I know, I'm 25 years old. And you could go to school. You mm-hmm. could start your freshman year and say, hey, I'm 25. Go 6 years.
I don't know why. Stephenie Meyer, you are insane. But I love your books.
And there's so much more flexibility. They could take night classes.
Yeah.
They could, if you skip a day, you know, in your college classes.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. It's not like, oh, it's a sunny day, so Dr. Cullen cancels all his fucking appointments to take his for kids camping and pulls them out of school.
Okay.
Once again.
The best.
Reviewing Twilight instead of Daybreakers.
No, it's fine.
Or whatever movie we're doing.
It's Daybreakers.
I know, mm-hmm. but like, oh, a vampire? Hey, Twilight. Let's compare it to Twilight.
We have a couple other vampire movies that are in the works at some point, and I know Twilight is just going to be
Oh, God. Okay. All mm-hmm. right. So, it begins in April of 2019. There's a young girl writing in a very nice house. She's unfortunately writing a suicide note. And she goes and sits in the sun and catches on fire.
And she has gold eyes.
Odd.
Weird.
Now, when vampires start to take over, humans are offered the chance to assimilate. Some said no. And they just booked it. Because you're going to get eaten.
No, thank you.
No, mm-hmm. thanks. Some are obviously put into these like harvest centers. You find out right away that the starving vampires turn into like actual scary movie vampires
that are called subsiders.
They live underground. Mm-hmm. They don't have any real.
I wrote down that this is like The Purge, but vampires. Because rich people will always have blood, even though they threaten, like, oh my God, yeah, blood's running out, blah, blah, blah. But, and like the poor people can't, or the poor vampires can't afford.
I wouldn't say, there's movies like this.
Yes.
Already. I wouldn't say The Purge, though. But yeah, the higher up vampires are always going to have human blood.
Yeah. That's why some vampires join the vampire military.
Yes. Because if you're in the military, you obviously get benefits. Mm-hmm. One of the benefits is blood. So, you know, they let it show right away. You don't see the subsiders, but there's a homeless man on the street. And he's got, like, blood around his eyes and his ears. Yeah. And some people walk by, wealthy people, and he, like, snaps at them.
Yes.
This is sort of an issue I have. Not really an issue, but even though it's like 2019, none of these people are old vampires.
No.
They've all been vampires.
They're all like middle aged.
10-ish years. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean like aged, like a 100-year-old vampire. Yes. Because it's a plague. It's not like 1,000-year-old vampires take
That's
over.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's dressed kind of like
old timey.
40s or 50s.
Yes. Like with the hat. And even the cars are older and things
they're
like that.
They're wearing, everyone's dressed very well.
The coffee shop girl.
The coffee shop girl has like the pin curls.
Yeah.
And
it's very strange.
The like red lipstick mm-hmm. and is very, And then they're all gray suits.
Yes.
Everything fits really well. Mm-hmm. Even the like kind of bandit people. Nobody's dressed like if I turned into a vampire tomorrow, I'm probably still going to wear.
I'm still going to wear this.
This.
Why change it?
I just thought that was strange. Mm-hmm. Well, you see flashes, news articles, you kind of hear it. There's a blood shortage at the coffee shop. It's regular coffee, but they like put blood in
20%
it. 20% blood. They're at 20% blood. Mm-hmm. Well, it comes about, I think it's later on in the film, that there's only enough blood left. Oh, hi, kitty. There's only... Sorry.
That's okay.
It's got a little paws on me. there's only enough blood to supply the population for like a month.
Yeah.
They're like running out. But there's a shortage. But they're still serving 20% blood in their coffee. Edward Dalton is the chief hematologist.
Mm-hmm.
And he is trying to find synthetic blood.
Like true blood.
Like in True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's funny, too, because in True Blood, as soon as synthetic blood is made, they're vampires are like, we're here. Hey, we don't have to kill people. We drink the synthetic blood. No big deal. And yeah. Everyone's just like, well, not everyone. But
if you offer your blood to us, then thank you.
Then thank you. However, we'll be fine. And there's like multiple brands of synthetic blood, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the chief hematologist. That's the scene where he walks into work and you see the like warehouse full of people.
And he doesn't. He hates it. He like doesn't it. Drink human blood.
No.
He drinks animal blood and his name is Edward.
It starts with him experimenting on a death row inmate as a blood deprivation subject.
Mm-hmm.
So they find out like how long it will take someone to turn without blood. It's kind of a big deal. That's when Bromley, his boss,
Charles,
head of the company, Charles is telling the story about his daughter, about how she refused to change and she ran.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what I would do. But they need to start testing the blood substitute. They try it out on a guy.
He's a soldier, isn't he?
I don't know what he is.
I think he's a soldier.
They try it out on him. Everything seems to be going okay for a minute. He vomits, which, okay, still his temperature's like holding steady. Mm-hmm. Everything seems fine. And then all of a sudden he explodes.
Yeah.
It's pretty literally gross. Explodes.
Yeah.
Blood everywhere. As Edward's driving home from work, he's listening to the news and he's looking at his ears because he hasn't had human blood and he's starting to get the pointy ears.
Mm-hmm.
And when they change, they get the very like crazy vampire look where they have like webbing under their arms.
No hair,
yeah. Long fingers, big giant teeth, real creepy. So he's looking at his ears. As he's doing that, they do have a little bit of a point at the top. Mm-hmm. He gets in a car accident. What he does not know is that the car that he gets in an accident with is full of humans.
Yes.
They have this big debate because the police are showing up. And he has them get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very risky.
This is Aubrey and like her crew.
Aubrey and her crew.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You're either going to get killed by this vampire.
Yeah.
Or turned
in.
Yeah.
So he gets him in the car. When the cops show up, he says they ran off.
Yep.
Doesn't know if they're humans or not. You know, didn't get a good look at them. And then he points a different direction.
Yeah.
They get out of the car, head the other way. Aubrey. Is it Aubrey or Audrey?
I wrote Aubrey, but you're right. It might be Audrey.
I think it's Audrey.
Okay.
She sees his work badge that says that he's a hematologist. His brother, he then gets home. Harry. Ooh,
it's Audrey.
Audrey? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
His brother Harry shows up.
Frankie.
Harry shows up?
Harry's the gardener.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Frankie.
What? That's weird. I don't know why I wrote that. Anyway, Frankie shows up with a bottle of 100% pure human blood as a birthday gift.
He's in the military and he would do anything for his country.
Well, I think it's more like I'm going to get in and like be taken care of.
Yes.
Because
he enjoys vampire life.
He does. They get in an argument. As they're getting in an as they're arguing, he throws the bottle.
Yeah.
The bottle of blood.
Edward
throws the bottle.
Like throws it and dumps the rest of it down the sink.
Yeah, he's dumping it down the drain and then throws it because he doesn't want anything to do with human blood. Which
he didn't want to be turned.
He didn't want to be turned.
As you find out later.
Yeah. Which kind of, I mean, you kind of get the gist of that, like, right off the bat, because you can tell when he's looking at the people that he feels guilt.
Frankie turns him because Frankie didn't want Edward to be essentially hooked up to a machine and turned in.
Yes. So, I mean, that kind of comes up later.
Yeah.
But you can tell that Frankie likes being a vampire where Edward does not.
Mm-hmm. Just like Twilight.
Just like Twilight. A starving vampire breaks in. And is licking the blood off the wall.
Yeah.
And they seem to be stronger, too.
I mean, they're the traditional, like, vampires. Like, gross vampires that you see.
No, Carl is the gardener.
Oh, why'd you write Harry?
I don't know. I I had my notepad sitting on the floor. I don't know when this episode is going to come out because it's an extra one. And we're going to try not to, like, talk about current events. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about current.
You're ruining it.
I'm ruining it. This is like a backup in case we're sick or whatever.
Yeah.
Puppy was playing on the floor. And Greg doesn't understand that you have to, like, interact with them a lot to, like, tire them out. Like, he's not just going to tire himself out. This is why we don't have the children. He needs to play and be entertained by a human being. So, whoa. Oh, it's just raining harder. It's
raining.
So I had my notebook and I'm sitting on the floor in the basement and I'm playing with the puppy and trying to write. And Greg's like, that's not going to work. And I'm like, I have to tire him out or he's going to be up all night long.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I wrote Harry.
Mm, okay.
Anyway.
It makes no difference to me.
Does Frankie kill the vampire? Who kills him?
I think they both do. Like, they both attack it.
Yeah. Now, they turn super quickly into this if they feed off of other vampires, and sometimes they also feed off themselves.
Yes.
A starving vampire will do gross. Whatever they can. And that, like, makes the change super quick.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets a signal. The back door's ajar again. So
Frankie is gone at this point.
Frankie's
still there.
Frankie's sitting in the other room.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Door ajar.
Yeah. So that happens a bunch. He's having a night, like, after fighting with his brother and the vampire breaking in and just
humans.
Drama. Humans earlier in the night. Well, it's one of the humans and they are looking for trusting vampires that they can count on to, like, help them.
Yeah.
So Frankie heard someone in the house, and Edward plays it off like it's nothing, even though...
Frankie's not stupid.
Now, his boss, next day at work, intends to cater to all markets. So even if they do make...
I know. It's just fucking chaos in here.
Even if they do make a synthetic blood, they're still going to harvest people blood.
So what is the point?
Because people will pay.
That's true.
So
no, I understand that, but it's just fucking bullshit. The greed of humans, even in vampire form.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always going to be somebody that wants to eat, like,
caviar.
An endangered species, or, you know what I mean? There's always people out there that are going to want that.
I dated somebody at one point that wanted to eat panda.
What?
It was Gabe. I think it was Gabe. He was like, out of all of the exotic creatures, if I could, I would eat panda. And I'm like, what? I remember.
Panda, I think, would just taste like, well, no, it wouldn't taste like regular bear because all they do is eat vegetables, right? Yeah. Or do they not? No, I'm thinking koala bears.
Eucalyptus is what koala bears.
Oh, they're very minty.
Drop bears. They're very minty.
If I was to eat an animal that I normally, like, I guess I would want to try giraffe. I think that would be like... And I think it's because I watched a film in college and it was about a tribe and they, like, shot it with a poison dart, and they like tracked it for a week, and then finally they got it, and then they had it like cut into strips and were drying it over a fire. Mm-hmm. Or like a smoking like, that looks thing good. And I'm like, that, I mean, I would eat that. That looks pretty good.
I can't think of an endangered animal that I would want to eat.
I don't think giraffes are endangered. I think they're just exotic. Yeah. Maybe they are endangered. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
I don't keep up on that.
I don't think I
anyway, if everyone on the whole planet is like synthetic blood, you'd be like,
what does real blood taste like?
Well, no.
I want to try that real shit.
I meant it like, you know, it's your anniversary. Oh, I got, this is 10% human blood.
Oh my God.
In the synthetic.
That's true.
You know, oh, it's a special occasion. And you know, like the high end, richest of rich there people.
There would be selling people.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Underground.
Human just trafficking. Just like today. Wow.
Human trafficking. Like human trafficking. Ugh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This is going to be 25 years long.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. He intends to cater to all markets. Now, Edward, now that he's, like, linked up with the human people, braves a daytime meeting. He meets with Elvis, who is played by Willem Dafoe,
mm-hmm.
under a tree, like, in the shade.
Yeah.
Kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Elvis was a vampire, and now he's human.
And he was the vampire that created...
The blackout windows.
The darkening windows.
Yes. So basically all car windows are dark and then you have like screens.
You have nighttime mode and you have daytime mode.
Yeah. So you have, but you have screens when you drive during the day that's basically like a backup, like backup cameras are yes. now. So you yeah. can see the road, see what's going on, but you don't, no light gets into yes. the car. He invented those. And his shop was like hopping. That you don't really get into that at that point, but he's human and he needs to know how that happened so that they can
like share that whatever.
Information.
Yeah,
they need someone to help him recreate what happened. He gets busted by Frankie.
Frankie's a dick.
Yeah. There's a car chase. The military's involved. There's a scary bridge escape. And Edward tells them that you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Edward says that? Or does
Charles
Elvis...
says that to Frankie.
Oh.
Charles says that to Frankie, like, you did the right thing by turning your brother
in. Yeah, that was, like, so out of context how I wrote that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. And then he says that was his brother. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of fucked up. Now, what happened to Elvis was he was speeding along.
Going 140 miles an hour.
Yeah.
As you do.
During the daytime, living that new vampire life. And he crashed his car into a post, got ejected from the car, flew through the air in
about
the sunshine, caught on fire on the way, and fell into the water. Now, that's after that, he just was human.
Yep.
That was it. That started his heart again. Audrey, then, she recognizes him. Or no. That wasn't his boss. That was Frankie's boss. Not the main boss that was like, you did the right thing. That was my brother.
Okay.
Because... Mm-hmm. Then Frankie reports him to Bromley,
okay.
to Charles. That's when that happens. And Charles wants to get him back because he's... Sorry.
Kicking is so cute.
Audrey okay. recognizes that he has human blood deprivation and cuts her hand and he drinks it.
Was not scripted.
No, it was not. Well, it was an add-on
yes,
to the script.
Yes, it was an add-on.
Which I thought was good because it doesn't make him this, like, complete saint and she offers it to him.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
Which I think it would fucking be like True Blood. It would be like True Blood. You would have, like, the fang bangers that just sleep with vampires.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
But the vampires in True Blood can bite you and not turn you.
Yes.
Where in this...
They have to bite you three times, don't they? And then, like,
They have to, like, exchange blood, and the three bites have to be, like, in a set amount of time.
Yeah.
Because when Suki's dating the vampire, she gets bit up all the time and is still not...
Yeah, that's true. Suki!
What do you want, kitty cat? Okay. I don't know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, as soon as he drinks the human blood, his ears go back to normal.
He looks normal. Like, he looks... Again.
Yeah. Yes.
They take Edward to the human group. They meet a senator.
Senator Turner.
Who knows the other vamps that want a cure. Mm-hmm. They don't want to stay vampires. What's he doing? Oh, itching his ear.
Yeah.
At this point, the coffee shop in town, the one that they showed before.
This shit would happen.
Is only serving 5% yes. blood. The coffee shop woman gets attacked.
Yes.
So that shows how it's escalating.
This is a scene. The coffee shop woman and like her partner there are trying to like shut the things. And the people are like grabbing the blood off of the shelf and ripping it apart. And it's just like chaos.
A huge mess.
Fucking chaos.
Okay, so Edward talks to Elvis about his blood, decides that they need to do a controlled daylight burn. Edward also confesses that he turned because he was betrayed by his brother.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
All
right.
I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I would turn you, like if I was a vampire.
In the situation, though, so, like, you join up with the vampire military.
Would never fucking happen.
And I'm like, I don't want to do that. And then you're like, no.
Okay, I would tell then you then to run.
To run?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you wouldn't want to be a vampire, I wouldn't want to be the reason why you're a vampire. Yeah. No. I don't want that on my conscience.
There's a little bit of resentment, I think, that would happen from that.
Yeah.
So they turn one of, like, the wine-making tanks into a testing area so they can, like, open the hatch to the outside, let light in. He's wrapped in a wet blanket, but he gets exposed for, like, a set amount of time. Mm-hmm. He also has, like, little heart monitor stickers on him. Meanwhile, the caravan of humans that are coming to join their group is stopped in the road,
mm-hmm.
and all those humans are caught. They also find out the location of the other humans, which would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone takes off out of the winery. They know that they're busted. Elvis and Edward stay and continue the experiment.
Audrey stays too.
Yep. The reason I think that the bus caravan of humans gets raided is because Charles's daughter is on it.
Yes.
Now, Allison. If I was her and I had this like rich father, I probably wouldn't try traveling with other humans because I'd be putting them in danger.
You would just be a nomad and travel by yourself, or maybe like with one other person.
Yeah, too. One or two other people. I wouldn't mm-hmm. try to travel with a group or join a group because it would be endangering them.
Yeah.
You're already in a lot of danger. Sorry, kitty cat. Hi, kitty. Well, okay. So Charles gets his daughter back.
Ooh.
As Allison?
It's Allison.
She mm-hmm. stabs him.
Yep.
Like, I don't want to be here. She stabs him.
I don't want to be a vampire.
She turns around right and gets knocked out.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, play with this. Quit being a weirdo. Go away. Now, all this is going on. She gets knocked out, so she's basically a prisoner. What I want to know is why the caravan of humans is moving at night.
Why not during the daytime? I don't know either. I feel like you would just travel, like...
Maybe to blend in?
Maybe.
But you'd have such a good advantage. I don't know, though. They have, like, proper gear, though, to, like, go out in the daytime.
Yeah.
Like, the masks with, like, the little tiny window to see out of, and...
Yeah.
I thought that was a little strange. they run the experiment. They try it a couple times right as the army's showing up. And they get a heartbeat.
He does it three or four times. And each time
he burns a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Well, his heart starts beating again.
Mm-hmm.
And they hide while the military's searching the building. Back at the whatever headquarters, evil headquarters. Charles won't turn his own daughter.
No, because so he asks fucking cunt.
Yeah, he asks Frankie to do it. Frankie does it.
And Frankie will do whatever for his country.
Yeah. At this point, Edward is cured. I feel like, too, I had to point out that Ethan Hawke should always wear white dress shirts.
Oh, my God. Unbuttoned a little bit.
Yeah. A little oversized, too. Ugh. Every film I've seen him in, I think he's at some point is wearing an oversized dress shirt. And I'm like, yes.
He's just a beautiful human.
He is.
Yeah.
But he like walks out as a human
into the daylight. And he has like
the
shaggy part of it in the middle hair. And he just looks cute.
Adorable. So Allie, the prisoner, is feeding on herself.
Yes.
Are you rolling, Mike?
Yep.
Okay. Allie's not drinking the blood.
Nope.
She refuses.
Big ol' fuck you to dad.
She's feeding on herself.
Mm-hmm.
She, when he comes to check on her, because he finds out, she like rubs her bloody wrists in his face and is
like,
screaming.
Oh, Allie. And she like, yeah, she rubs her wrists in his face and is just like, you did this to me.
Yeah, this is what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's hardcore.
She is hardcore.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. Because when he sees her, he's like, you've grown up so much. So, I mean, she has to have been gone for a while.
Quite a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because figure she was maybe like teenager when she ran away. She'd have to be old enough to like...
know what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she probably did that when she was like 15 or something. I feel like he's been a vampire since the beginning. Also, he I don't know when he mentions it, but he had cancer.
Yes.
And that's why he like jumped on the
vampire wagon
mm-hmm. right away.
The ultimate cure.
Yeah, so he's fine. Well, he's a vampire. The news, there's a subsider epidemic. They're getting worse. There's more and more of them. They flee. So Edward, his group of people, they flee to the senator's cabin. That was their second area to hide out. When they get there, the vampires were killed and the humans drained.
Yep.
Then,
it's just so sad.
This part is like this definitely is the sad part of the story. The subsiders are all chained together in like rows and pulled out into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
At this point where they show that, there's like dozens of them all chained together. And
it's so sad.
Pulled out into the sun, and one of them is Allie.
And she stares at Frankie.
And she...
she knows.
Oh, yeah. She's got her eyes locked on Frankie. And at that point, you think maybe Frankie is feeling some guilt?
He should, motherfucker. You did this.
I feel like he definitely looks like wow, this is directly my fault. I bit her. She did not want to be a vampire. This is what happens.
And now she's dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ed and his little crew, they go to his friend Chris's house, who's a scientist, lives in the same neighborhood.
He's the second in lead for...
yes.
Hematology.
He's like directly under Ed.
Mm-hmm.
They go to him for help. They tell him.
Like, we have a cure.
Yeah. I'm not a vampire anymore. Obviously, look at me, like, cured. Well, Chris rats him out.
Because Chris finds... synthetic blood.
Yes.
So he doesn't want a cure.
No, he wants to make all the monies.
But what pisses me off is that you would have vampires that don't want to become human again.
Yeah, you'd still have a giant market.
Yeah. So I guess I don't understand.
It'd be like, a smaller market, though.
Like, Charles would never become human again.
No.
Because
no,
he has cancer. And I imagine if you brought him back, would he still have cancer?
I don't know. What are they doing?
They're just being... It's always chaos here.
It's a fucking wild America.
I have five cats and a dog. It's fucking wild America.
Okay, the friend rats him out. Audrey, unfortunately, gets a dart in the neck. Mm-hmm. Or dart in something.
Whatever.
Anyway. Elvis makes a good point. Because Edward wants to, like, turn around and save her. And Elvis says, if they find us, we can't help her.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is true, because then they'd all be captured and they'd all be fucked then.
I really like it, though, when they go to Christopher's house. Chris is like, who are you? And Willem Dafoe, in Willem Dafoe accent, we're the folks with the crossbows.
I love him.
I love him so much.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah.
So they get caught by Frankie. He agrees to help them and bites Elvis.
Out of impulse.
I think
it's just, I don't think he meant to do it. I think it was just like, oh, fuck, here's a human. Like, not my brother.
Yes. And, like, lots going on. Like,
under a lot of stress here.
Yeah. Edward, for whatever reason, just marches into his old job. Like, walks in like it's nothing.
So, he sees Frankie before he goes in, though.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is where I was, like, distracted.
Willem Dafoe is, like, holding onto his neck. And Edward goes over and, like, looks at Frankie. You don't see Frankie, but you can see the recognition in Ed's eyes.
Oh.
That's why he goes in.
So, does that mean, would Elvis then be immune?
Yeah.
So Elvis would not turn back into a vampire.
As soon as you're cured, you're immune.
Okay, once you're cured, you're good. Okay, mm-hmm. That I kind of wondered about. Yeah. Obviously, that makes sense, but...
It all comes to fruition.
Audrey, unfortunately, is sitting there as a prisoner and has, like, taps in her arm and is bleeding out all over the floor, which I thought was incredibly wasteful.
It's super wasteful. Although he is the...
Yeah. He have all the blood
CEO
he wants.
CEO of some major fucking company, so the fuck does he matter or care? Yeah.
Tells his boss that he wants to trade the cure for Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that's when you find out that his coworker Chris had made a substitute.
Yep.
And
then Charles is just like, you'll always have people that'll pay for the real thing.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
But he calls Charles a coward.
Yeah.
And kind of like...
Like, you couldn't even turn your own daughter.
Yeah, and, like, gets after him a little bit to, like, get him spicy. Well, then he bites Edward.
Oh, my gosh.
Big reveal. Big. Not expecting this.
I wasn't expecting this
either. I wouldn't really call it a twist.
I wouldn't call it a twist
I would
twist
just
either.
Call it a good ending.
Yes.
If you're a vampire and you bite someone that has been cured...
By the sun.
Yes. Then you are human.
Yep.
And you're technically cured.
Boom, boom, boom.
So then when vampires bite you as a cured person, then they are also cured. It's like a chain reaction.
Fucking wild. And they could have done this very controlled.
Yes.
But chaos.
Chaos. Because so biting a cured human makes you human, and it's a gigantic, horrible chain reaction.
Yes.
They send Charles down in the elevator to where all the soldiers are.
The starving soldiers,
as a human. They immediately attack him violently and eat him.
Because he's human now.
Because he's human. Well, then you have a dozen soldiers standing around that are human.
With a dozen more soldiers that aren't human.
Yes.
Boom. Bloodbath.
A huge bloodbath. His human brother, Frankie, gets attacked.
he sacrifices himself
to save Edward and
so Audrey, Ed, and Frankie are like on the move. They're like cruising through the underbelly of the corporation,
trying to get the fuck out.
Yeah,
because it's gonna
implode. They're all fucking humans now, right?
Yeah. What happens to all the humans that are still like in the?
I would hope somebody lets them out.
I would imagine that the
What a fucking wake-up call, mind you. You wake up and you're, like, fucking hooked up to this thing 100 feet above the ground. Like,
what? I would hope that only, like, a tiny percent of the personnel have access to that area. Yes. So that maybe once the shit show takes off in the city, which would take maybe a day.
Yeah.
Before 90% of the vampires are dead, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Then Edward could like circle back and like help these people.
Because they would have been hooked up for how long?
Well, some of them.
Muscle atrophy.
Some of them like, years, and some of them.
You would need fucking rehab.
And while this is going on, yeah, they would. While all this therapy. Is going on, no more humans are being born.
No.
So that's like the blood shortage.
Yeah.
The only humans that are left are, like, in the wild.
Wild humans. But, yeah, so Frankie, there are a ton of soldiers. Frankie looks behind and is like, run.
Yes.
And so he sacrifices himself and is very sad.
Well, he turns the dozens of soldiers that attack him into humans.
I was kind of fine with that sacrifice. Normally, when somebody sacrifices themselves, I'm like, there could have been another way. But Frankie was a dick.
I liked it, though, because the main characters, I was, like, invested in them. Yes. Like, I wanted them to succeed. And even, like, Frankie, like, he's a dick, but he still, like, loves his brother.
Yeah, and he did it because he loves his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Then it's just this, like, domino effect of guards biting each other.
While Charles is laying on the floor, like, freaking the fuck out because he's turning into a human again, Ethan Hawke says, "Welcome back to humanity."
Oh, little one-liner.
I like writing down the one-liners because a lot of them are very entertaining.
Oh, and Chris ends up shooting a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Chris shoots a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And he's like, no cure. I think he says no cure, I'm sorry.
He shoots all of the soldiers that had just turned into humans. Yes. That had killed Frankie.
And then Elvis shoots Chris.
Yeah.
So, boom. And then they ride in Elvis's sweet ass muscle car into the sunrise.
It's wonderful.
The end.
I love it.
I love it too.
I love it so much. I like different vampire variations the same way that I like zombie variations.
Agreed. And this one was good.
It was good. Gore factor.
Minimal gore. Two?
Yeah.
Because what?
There's a lot of blood, but.
There's a ton of blood, but there's not like dismembering or anything crazy.
No.
It's not like the soldiers getting attacked in the cabin in the woods.
No. That was awful.
Are like,
because it's so, I feed them soft cat food at 8:30 every night.
Oh,
we're half an hour,
come here,
over the mark.
You sound just like your brother.
But yeah, I would agree with you.
Scare factor,
it's not very scary.
No. One.
Yeah. I'm confident in that.
I wouldn't say it's more like action-y than actually scary.
Yeah.
Because there's none of that, like, there's no jump scares. There's no, like, slow building scare with, like, a ghost type film.
No.
It's pretty, like, upfront. Yeah. So it was very good, but it was low on, like, the scare and gore.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. That and Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke's the best.
I would watch anything he was in. Same thing with Willem Dafoe.
I thought it was crazy, too, that I did not know that the chick from Stranger Things is his daughter.
Shut up.
You didn't know that?
I knew that.
Oh. I don't follow anything.
She looks She has the teeth of Ethan Hawke and the face of Uma Thurman.
Yes. But I'm like, oh, because
she sounds exactly like Uma Thurman.
She, I wish I could think of her name right now.
Maya Hawke.
Maya Hawke, mm-hmm. is that her name? She is beautiful, but in the weird...
Like Patricia Arquette beautiful.
Yes.
Is how I would, yeah. Not your typical super beautiful
person.
She's
not like your Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie.
No.
She's like, has a unique beauty to her.
Yes.
And that's how both of her parents are.
Yeah.
Like, if Ethan Hawke worked at fucking Super One, I'd be like, oh, he's a good looking guy.
Do you really think a guy that looks like Ethan Hawke would work at Super One?
I mean...
Oh, I've seen some cute... Yeah, okay.
I'm saying that he has, like, a more...
Can you just picture that? Stocking shelves.
Unconventional attractiveness.
Can you show me where the soup is?
Oh, and you know what? If he worked at Super One, he'd be wearing a white dress shirt.
He would be!
And a black tie.
Oh, my God. Full circle. I love it
yes.
so much.
I just pulled Super One out of my head because I...
Yeah.
Was there earlier today.
He is. So now I keep thinking about it and I'm like, he's real cute.
But like an unusual attractiveness, like Uma Thurman
I would
and
say
their child.
Like Kevin Bacon, too. Kevin Bacon to me isn't like, holy shit, he's hot, but he has that like unusual, like,
yeah,
cuteness.
Like if he was a dick, you'd be like, get out of my life.
Yeah.
But if like
he was super nice, I'd be like, oh,
you're the best.
Thanks, Kevin Bacon.
Where some people, like, look at Brad Pitt. Like, Brad Pitt could be a gigantic dick, and you'd still be like, eh, he's still hot. God damn it.
Carl Urban.
Yeah.
Carl Urban. If he was a huge dick, I'd be like, he's still pretty attractive, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway. If you like what you hear, and you want to know what we're going to be doing next, or whatever, please...
Like, talking about, like, hot dogs and sandwiches.
And soup. Follow us on Instagram /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if Spotify and iTunes don't tickle your fancy, you can listen to us on mtrsradio.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Good.
I think so.
All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.